After that, they lived apart. She went to the priest and got a separation from him, with care of the children. She would give him neither money, nor food, nor house room, and so he was obliged to enlist himself as a sheriff's man. He was a shabby, stooped little drunkard, with a white face and a white moustache and white eyebrows, pencilled above his little eyes, which were pink-veined and raw. And all day long he sat in the bailiff's room, waiting to be put on a job. Mrs. Mooney, who had taken what remained of her money out of the butcher's business and set up a boarding house in Hardwick Street, was a big, imposing woman. Her house had a floating population made up of tourists from Liverpool and the Isle of Man, and occasionally artistes from the music halls. Its resident population was made up of clerks from the city. She governed her house cunningly and firmly, knew when to give credit, when to be stern, and when to let things pass. All the resident young men spoke of her as the Madam.